Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And on today's program, we're going to be letting our literary selves go. Ted and I, as most of you know, were teachers for many years, him for 45, me for about 26. And our English teachers get the best of us every once in a while. And today's show is dedicated to one novel, Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights. We're going to be looking at some treatments for stage and screen, and the centerpiece is one stage production that we got to see, and it was frightening.
I guess that's a good word for anything involving Cliff Richard, and this was a great departure for Mr. Richard because he was a sort of teen idol, teeny bopper type, and he played the great character of Heathcliff. But we're going to start with music from the 1939 film version by Alfred Newman. Alfred Newman that year also wrote the music for Young Mr. Lincoln, Drums Along the Mohawk, The Rains Came, and Gunga Din. And this is a short medley of the film themes from his 1939 score. Charles Gerhardt conducts the National Philharmonic Orchestra. You heard a medley of film themes for the 1939 film version of Wuthering Heights, and that was Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra in a 1973 recording of Newman's great film score. And Michael, I think I've seen that film about 30 times.
Well, I think I've told you many times my mother and I used to have a bet. And we'd each bring a quarter to the table. I think I was about 7 or 8. And we'd put the quarters on the coffee table and we'd start to watch it. And whoever started to cry first lost. I made many 50-cent pieces because I could cry quietly. Well, that ends our screen version of Wuthering Heights, because we've got quite a few other pieces that were written for the stage. And we'll go to an opera first, and this was written by Bernard Herrmann. It's an opera that I've used on the Sunday Opera once or twice. I think it's only once. It's about time I used it again. And we have an aria for Kathy. It's called I Have Dreamt. Singing it is Renee Fleming, and she's joined by James Levine and the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. That was an absolutely beautiful aria from Bernard Herrmann's opera, Wuthering Heights. Singing it was Renee Fleming, joined by the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, conducted by James Levine.
I don't believe that opera has ever been staged. At least I've never seen a listing for it anywhere. It was written in 1951 and has a libretto by Lucille Fletcher, who was Herrmann's first wife. And I think I'd love to see it.
It's one of those difficult operas because Herrmann was writing for instruments more than voice, so some of the vocal lines, especially Hendley, are ridiculously high. They have a tessitura to them that you don't find in most male voices.
Well, we're going to move on to our first stage version, and this is a studio cast album of Wuthering Heights by Bernard J. Taylor. And the scene opens with a scene-setting song. And I think always that that's a good idea, is to let people know where and when the story is taking place. It's sung by Nellie, who's the housekeeper at Wuthering Heights, and the piece is called Wuthering Heights. Performing it are Sharon Campbell and an uncredited chorus.
Of laughter and goodwill. The icy winds that blow across the moor would never pass beyond our door. But since the old man died, the storm has come inside in our house on the hill. All the ringtones chime like a beacon in those long midwinter nights. It was a most enchanting place, a house of warmth and gentle grace, of calm reflective days. On summer nights, good friends would come and call. They'd find a welcome, warm and all. But times have changed, I fear. You'll find no welcome here in our house on the hill. Oh, the ringtones is now a place of cold and everlasting nights, where angry footsteps walk abroad, where hatred lurks behind each door, where people smile no more. This was one.
From the Bernard J. Taylor version of Wuthering Heights, you heard Sharon Campbell, and the chorus set the scene with a song called Wuthering Heights.
We're going to stay with this CD now and go to It's Kathy and Heathcliff. Here are Leslie Garrett and Dave Willetts to sing I See a Change in You.
I see a change in you.
Don't be.
Pray it.
Let's not quarrel.
A strange new force now stirs inside of you. Even though you cannot bring yourself to say it.
No.
A look of worldly cares.
Let's stop
a
it.
Lot of fancy airs.
You drop it.
And an ugly trace of self-indulgence blights your face.
Corrupted! You're not the same anymore!
You sound pathetic!
want to drag me down.
They
oh, yes,
have
you
changed
do. Down
me.
In the gutter.
They
just to
have
be like
swayed
you.
You.
You're only moved by spite.
They
and that's not right.
You.
It's revealed in every single word you utter. A little grace and charm won't do you any harm. Who might choose for?
Can't you see how much it's hurting me?
Let me be.
Oh, please don't change.
Let me live the
stay
way
the
I
way
believe.
You were.
Don't restrain
please
me.
Please don't change.
I only want a bit of fun, so give me peace.
You've turned on me.
From Bernard J. Taylor's Wuthering Heights, that was Leslie Garrett as Kathy and Dave Willetts as Heathcliff with I See a Change in You.
I think Kathy would certainly be in the running for my favorite female character in all of literature. She's right up there with Scarlett O'Hara and Celie from The Color Purple. Women I'd like to sit down with, have a drink with, and ask questions to.
Celie's the only one who's sane out of that trio. You do realize that.
Maybe that's part of the reason I like them. Well, there is a song from this Bernard J. Taylor version of Wuthering Heights that did have some currency outside the score and has been recorded by several people. But we'll go to Leslie Garrett, whom Michael and I have seen several times at the English National Opera, for that song. And it's called I Belong to the Earth. And Kathy, as I said, is Leslie Garrett.
Here.
from Bernard J. Taylor's version of Wuthering Heights. Leslie Garrett as Kathy sang I Belong to the Earth.
We'll turn now to the studio cast or the demo recording, whatever you want to call it, concept recording of the musical that's going to make up the bulk of the show. And this was one that was written with lyrics and I think part of the book by Tim Rice and with music by John Farrar, who has a history with Cliff Richard since he was a member of the Shadows, with whom Cliff Richard sang for a very long time. We'll begin with a song from Heathcliff, and once again, this is the concept recording, for Cliff Richard and the chorus. It's called A Misunderstood Man.
Thank you.
That was Cliff Richard and the Chorus from the concept album of Heathcliff by Farrar and Rice. The song was A Misunderstood Man. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some musical views of Wuthering Heights on The Dress Circle.
Well, they couldn't do the concept album, the studio cast recording of Heathcliff by Farrar and Rice without somebody as Kathy. And they selected Olivia Newton-John. Here she is with Cliff Richard as Heathcliff to sing a duet called Had to Be.
Had to be. No escape, no room for doubt. No way out. Seeing you, it was easy to decide. Cut and dry. Had to be. Now we know why we exist. Don't resist. Don't even at all, simply fall in love. This is what had to be. She was easy to seduce. Let her loose in a world where the fake and shallow shine. She'll be fine. Had to be. She's a woman, nothing more. Falling for whatever comes along. She's so wrong. Had to be.
From the concept album of Farrar and Straus's version of Wuthering Heights called Heathcliff, you heard Olivia Newton-John as Kathy and Cliff Richard as Heathcliff with Had to Be.
Every time I hear that CD anew, I remember how overproduced it is and very much of its time. It's just so overdone with the music in the background and the disco beat and everything. It's just amazing.
And having visited the home of the Brontes and been around that area, I don't really find any of that appropriate.
No, I think actually the rock score in this case took away from the romance of the two leading characters. We thought we would give you a little bit of a palate cleanser before we got to the live version of Heathcliff, and that is by way of going to a ballet that was written by someone who's known for a couple of other musicals. His name, Claude-Michel Schoenberg, and he's written several ballets. And here are the Wedding March and Wedding Dance from his version of Wuthering Heights. It's performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, and it's conducted by John Price Jones.
Thank you.
from a ballet by Claude Michel Schoenberg. That was The Wedding March and The Wedding Dance from his Wuthering Heights. And that's on the First Night label, a record label that we like very much because they too often record things that otherwise wouldn't be recorded. And that's a 2-CD set that is most atmospheric and very enjoyable.
Well, the concept album gave the public enough interest that Heathcliff became a stage production. And the album of the stage production was recorded live in very impressive packaging. It's a hard cardboard shell. The case with the two CDs is inside, along with a picture-filled libretto. And I think sometimes you really have to look at what the words are supposed to be, because the singers don't enunciate sometimes as well as they should. In addition to the score that was on the concept album, there are 5 new songs in this live stage version. We're going to start with a number in which Heathcliff wins all of the money of Kathy's brother and reduces him to penury. Isn't that a lovely word?
I was thinking servitude, but I like penury better.
Penury's good. It's called The Gambling Song, and it's sung by Cliff Richard as Heathcliff, Jimmy Johnson as Hendley, and the company from the live recording of Heathcliff by John Farrar and Tim Rice.
Child, you scum, and I shall be drunk as often as I like. Drink yourself to death then. But you and I each have a great debt to pay. On with it then.
The wheels forever
we must take.
Oh, come on.
To gamble the stake is true. outsiders in the play, in the play. The failure of incumbents, the sleazy tricks they use, mean that those who think they call the tune can only lose. Deal the cards, it won't matter how far they fall, because nothing is a gamble when you want it all.
I could cut my throat this second, and nobody would regret me or be ashamed. It's time to make an end!
From the recording of Heathcliff Live, you heard the gambling song from Act Two, performed by Cliff Richard, Jimmy Johnson, and the company.
Cliff Richard was a huge star, and his fans were legion. And as he got old, they got older. And when we went to see this at the Hammersmith Odeon, they were there acting as middle-aged women should not act. But I got in trouble because our next song, which is arguably so out of place in this piece, had me laughing quite hard. It's when Heathcliff marries Isabella. Kathy is there with Edgar, her husband, who is Isabella's brother, and as soon as the marriage is done, Heathcliff tells Isabella exactly what he thinks of her and why he married her. The song, I Do Not Love You, Isabella. Helen Hobson, Sarah Haggerty, Cliff Richard, Daryl Knock, and the company perform it.
Matrimony upon you. Hear now what the Holy Scripture doth say, as touching the duty of a husband to his wife, and a wife to her husband.
I do not love you, Isabella. I never have, I never will. I saunter through this ceremony, confidence high, enthusiasm nil. My reasoning need not detain you, but woman, it's not all bad news. Very few find peace and succor in the spouse or life that they choose.
He will crush you, has no pity. Wave on wave on wave of grief. Understand him, that he loves me is my belief.
I do not need you, Isabella. If I did, we'd not be here. We'd be in some lover's heaven, our way ahead and dreams so clear. I welcome you into my into its dark internal wars. Let me enter into battle. I have the will, I have the call.
No one needs him but the damaged and stripped of every vestige of good. It is with the greatest pleasure that I abandon spinsterhood.
Send thy blessing upon these thy servants, this man and this woman, whom we bless in your name.
I shall not stay poor Isabella, never heed my marriage vow. Believe in time you won't regret this, though it may disturb you now. Abandon all attempts to love me. Don't fool yourself, that's what you feel. When you at last decide to hate me, at least
your emotion will be real.
Wolfish, savage, tuned to madness. Love is stifled, joy denied.
I adore him, no misgivings. A thankful and contented bride.
He's all my love.
Isabella, I do love you, Isabella. I never have, I never will. I saunter through this ceremony, confidence high, enthusiasm nil. My reasoning need not detain you, but woman, it's not all bad news. Very few find peace and succor in the spouse, or life that they choose. They
final song of Heathcliff, which was a hit single for Cliff Richard, is Be With Me Always, and this gives you the atmosphere of a production whose primary ingredients were fog and hairspray.
I cannot live without my life. I cannot live without my soul.
May she wake in torment, never to find any kind of comfort in death. May her lies satanic that corrupt even now bring her back to confront me again. These are words of hatred, words of contempt. Only one who loved her would say, only one who suffered at the hands and the heart of a woman who stole both his life and soul. Be with me always, possess me and haunt me, take any form or take none. Be with me always, in flesh or as a ghost, and you learn as the ages run. What your sin has done. Who is my protector? Whence comes my help? Who is there to calm me but she? God shall be my witness that I pray she will know not one moment of rest in the cold, cold ground. Be with me always, concealment invade me, take any shape or disguise. Be with me always to share all my despair. Here comes the night, the myself all the things I see in you. Hear the savage I am crying. Be with me, always possess me and haunt me. Take any form or take none. Be with me, always in flesh or as a ghost. And you learn as the ages run. Learn what your sin has done.
Cliff Richard with Be With Me Always from Heathcliff ends our show, but we hope you'll join us next week when it's Thanksgiving time here, and we're going to share with you some of the moments in theater that we are thankful for. We hope you'll join us for that. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, original service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.